Hey, it's Jonah Camera.
And I'm John Ritchie.
Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
And it is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn's behind the glass. We got a lot to do today. Devin will join us 1 hour from now. Ross Tucker later on. Kiss the baby in the 1 o'clock hour. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Listen, I'd just like to take this time to give a shout out to my man Bros and the Philadelphia Flyers and Coach Tockett, because last night they beat the defending Stanley Cup champions. Had a good game. Mr. Black Hockey has spoken.
Rick Tockett got a win.
We are back. Well, I tell you what,
we
man.
Needed a win around here.
It was funny because I was watching football and I just saw Broads going ballistic on social media. And I'm like, what the hell is wrong, bro? I know it was hockey season because, I went to Chicken Pete's last night and I was in the crowd. A lot of people were going to the game last night, man. It was packed. I was kind of surprised. I was surprised that many people came back for the first game of the season. Mm-hmm. And then I get on the social media, and Broads is going bananas,
love it.
Right?
I love it.
And it's just, like, Broads is already high energy, but he was on 2,000 last night, man. And he had every right to be, because I know it's only the beginning of the season, but to get a win like that, a signature win like that, against a team that was in the Stanley Cup Finals and won it, I mean, that's a great sign for Flyer fans. So I just wanted to give him a shout-out today and give Broads a shout-out today.
Awesome. Well, I love Broads. He was in on Friday with us. Glad we got it. We needed a win around here. Something to celebrate.
Yeah,
because everything else stinks. All right, 215-592-9494. A lot to discuss today. But, Hugh, we have a phrase we use on the show around here sometimes. And it's sometimes it's like when we don't want to talk about the main thing, we talk about other things, right? So sometimes we use the phrase drop the act. And I think we got to drop the act. Yeah, we got to drop the act when it comes to the Eagles offense, which I think we can all agree is not very good right now, right? That's let's just start there. Baseline, Eagles offense has not been good enough this season. They currently rank 28th in the NFL in yards per play. The only teams below them are the New York Jets, the Cincinnati Bengals, the Cleveland Browns. Those two teams, by the way, are sharing the same old bad quarterback. And the Tennessee Titans just fired their coach yesterday. So the only teams moving the football at a worse rate than the Eagles are some of the worst offense in the NFL. Let's start there. It's got to get better. But, Hugh, every time we talk about the offense, I hear a lot about the coordinator. And I'm not here to tell you Ken Petullo is a good one. I'm not here to tell you he's some sort of genius. But I hear a lot about the coordinator. I hear a lot about the offensive line. I hear a lot about Nick Sirianni and Saquon Barkley and A.J. Brown yapping and all this stuff, and it's all part of it. I'm not saying none of this stuff is part of it. But are we ignoring something here? The Eagles aren't getting good enough quarterback play. Jalen Hurts isn't playing well enough. And as I watch and rewatch these games, he deserves more blame for the issues. His play has been very up and down, very inconsistent. He's had some great moments this year. Obviously, second half against the Rams was awesome. First half against the Buccaneers was awesome. I thought he played well in the Dallas game, but overall, through six games, he hadn't played well enough. He did not play very well in Kansas City in week two. He did not play well. I mean, I thought last week was poor. Really poor effort by Jalen Hurts. Missed a Devontae Smith. The interception down deep in Giants territory when it was really just a 10-point game. They could have cut it three with a touchdown. And I look up today, Hugh, and I'm looking. Now we're through 6 weeks, right? 6 weeks of football. All the games been played, right? Last night, everything's in the books with two Monday night games, two upsets last night, both of which helped, well, at least one of them, which helped the Eagles, certainly, with the Commanders losing. But let me just throw at you guys where Jalen Hurts ranks this year among all his peers. This is all the quarterbacks in the NFL. Completion percentage, 15th. Yards, 19th. Success rate, 23rd. Yards per attempt, 22nd. Yards per completion, 22nd. Yards per game, 26th. Rating, 13th. Sack percentage, 30th. Man, we spent a lot of airtime, a lot of energy debating if he was top 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 in the NFL. Guys, this season he's not top 10. He's barely middle of the pack right now. He's playing mediocre football, and I think I'm being generous by saying that. He deserves more of the blame for this. He gets praise, and deservingly so, when he's great. He was great in the title game, great in the Super Bowl, great in the second half against the Rams, but on balance through 6 weeks, we're looking for reasons why this is going the wrong way. The quarterback's not playing well. He deserves more blame for this. 215-592-9494. Hugh, where do you come down on Hurts as we are through 6 weeks in this season?
I know I'm going to get a lot for this one.
Oh, boy.
Because, like, technically, when you look at the last two games, mm-hmm. Hurts has played better. The Eagles haven't won. But when you look at his individual numbers as a quarterback, he's thrown for more yards. He's thrown for more yards in the last two games than he did in the previous games that he's played in. And he's had a better quarterback rating. But for whatever reason, this team is not win. They didn't win in the last 2 weeks. And that's the anomaly. Now, if you ask me, does Jalen need to be better? Yes. I think Jalen needs to be a better leader of this football team. I think one of his biggest assets is his ability to keep a steady heartbeat, steady pace. Like, he doesn't get too high, he doesn't get too low. But I feel like there's issues going on this football team that you have to get outside your comfort zone and you have to address. The simple fact that we're playing semantics about a meeting, air quotes meeting, that two people felt that they had and one person felt that it wasn't a meeting, tells me everything that I need to know.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts, when you talk about statistically how he's doing this year, he's not bad. But when you talk about what we see from this team and what our expectations are, it needs to be better. And to me, that falls on Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, so I agree with you. He hasn't been bad, but he also hasn't been good. I mean, like, what is the expectation these days for Jalen Hurts?
Super Bowl.
Okay, but then he's not playing like a Super Bowl quarterback.
No, he's not.
No, he cannot
argue that.
Like, you know, we spent a lot of energy and airtime and just air.
Talking about Kevin Petullo.
Talking about Kevin Petullo and the offensive line. Jalen's got to play better. I'm just going to go back to this past game against the Giants. And you can make the case statistically it wasn't bad. 24-33, 72%, 283 yards. Jalen Hurts had his two worst moments. If those go the other way, the Eagles probably win the game. He missed Devontae Smith on a play he's got to make. We all agree he's got to make that throw. Devontae is wide open for a touchdown. He missed him. And then the pick where Flott runs the other way and it sets the Giants up for a touchdown. I mean, go back and watch the play. Go back and think about the moment. About 10 or so minutes left in the game. They're down 10 points. A.J. Brown is open in the end zone. He hits A.J. Brown. It is 27-24. Eagles are down 3 with 10 minutes to go. They very well could win that football game. Instead, it goes the other way. It's a 14-point swing, and the game is basically over at that point. Those two plays, that's why, like, the box score is the box score, but, like, he didn't play well enough Thursday night. He didn't play well enough against the Broncos. He's taken 9 sacks the last two games.
There's nuances in this, in everything that we're talking about that I totally agree with you with, Joe. I totally agree.
It feels to me like we're almost ignoring the big thing because we want to focus on the small thing, thinking that will change the big thing. I don't know, guys. I mean, I'm watching a quarterback here that this season hasn't played well enough. And we always do this thing where we want to give him his credit versus peers when you think he's being slighted. This season, compared to his peers, he's not playing well. Like, I just quickly wrote down names of guys that I think have played better football than him this year. Mahomes, Allen, Lamar, Goff, Darnold, Baker, May, Stafford, Dak, Love, Daniel Jones, Herbert. That's 12 names. I don't even keep trying. Is there a few more? Maybe. Is he 13th? I don't know. But he's not playing at a top 5 or 10 level. That is clear to me through the first, you know, 6 weeks of the season. So they all got to get better. Everything's part of this. But, man, it feels like we're ignoring the fact that they have a $55 million quarterback playing mediocre football. That's not going to get it done. And last year, there were stretches where he wasn't great. There were. But Hugh, they had a great run game last year, and they had a great defense, right? So if you have a good quarterback, great run game, great defense, you could win a lot of games, right? They did that last year, and then he stepped up in the biggest moments and was clutch. Hugh, I look at the team this year, I'm like, well, all right. Run game's not great. Defense has been, okay, pretty good. At times really good, but not as great as it was last year, Hugh. The equation's missing something to me here, right? If you don't have great quarterback play and you don't run the football great and you don't have a great defense, it's hard to reel off a lot of wins.
Yeah, it is, but I feel like this is a collective problem. I think, you know, like we've whittled it down to Jalen, but when I look at Jalen, like I said, Jalen's not playing bad. Jalen's not playing the type of football that we want him to play if we're trying to get to the Super Bowl. He's not doing that. But when I look at his numbers compared to some other quarterbacks' numbers, they're not bad.
But that's what I was about to say.
It's not the bar, but that's when you have to look at other things that are surrounding it. I could say the offensive line isn't playing well.
It isn't.
Saquon Barkley isn't running off or ripping off the runs that he's ripped off in the past. because statistics show that he's not getting the same kind of runway that he got last year. He's getting either tackled behind the line of scrimmage or he's getting tackled at the line of scrimmage. Yep. Last year, he had 2 or 3 yards, positive yards, before he got tackled. So it's a lot going on with this football team. The defensive line, they got beat up yesterday by a young quarterback and a young running back. Oh, the other day, you know what I mean, Thursday. They got beat up. So there's a lot of blame to go around. But when I say Jalen needs to be better, I feel like Jalen needs to be a better leader, because I think a lot of the problems stem from not just the football field, but what's going on inside the building that's not being talked about.
Sure, and it's awkward. I mean, the whole thing is awkward. Let's hear from Donovan McNabb yesterday. He has some experience with awkwardness with wide receivers, also playing quarterback here. He was asked yesterday about the offense, what he's seeing, what's going on. Here's Donovan on the fault of the offense.
It starts with the players and ends with the players. We're not getting what we need up front. And then when we do decide to now drop back and throw the ball, we're not creating separation outside. And then our quarterback's out of rhythm, just like our run game is out of rhythm. So right now, everything is a collection of what happened from the very beginning of the season. And now we're starting to fall on the other side instead of us trying to find ways to win at the end. Now we're losing the game.
I think he said it well. And it's all not good. But I was told a lot that Jalen elevates, that he leads.
Yeah, it begins and ends with him.
And he's just got.
I mean, and I totally agree with that.
He's got to make up for, like, that's when you have a great quarterback. They make up for things. They elevate things when things aren't great. And it feels to me like as things are falling apart, he's unable to lift it up and get wins here and play really well. I mean, yeah, the statistics aren't bad, but you watch the last few games, you're like, ugh, there's too much nothing.
Well, here's the thing, for me personally, and the way that I see, or the way that I interpret quarterbacks, it's about growth. Like, your first couple years, you're given a small sample of what you're supposed to do to help you be successful. Mm-hmm. But as you progress through your years as a quarterback, you're supposed to, it's almost like a cake or layers. You add a little bit more layer on that cake. You know what I mean? You add a little bit more frosting.
Oh, no.
And it becomes a more flavorful cake.
Yeah. What is this cake?
It feels like it's just the pound cake at this point. It's no.
Excuse me.
It's a cake that is very fluffy and it's light and it's airy, but you don't have any frosting on it.
There's no frosting.
It's not growing. It's not evolving. You know, and that's what this offense is, because going into the season, and I go back and I listen to some of the cuts that was at Brian Dawkins said it best. Happy birthday to B. His birthday was yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday, Brian.
Yeah, I'm day late, but still. It still counts. The quarterback has to evolve. And he said that. And he said he needs to see more consistency. Jalen has not been consistent this year.
I would say, actually, he's doing the opposite. Totally inconsistent. Now, the moments he's been good, right? The Rams second half, the Bucks, he's had some great moments. But
here's the
no
kicker.
Consistency.
Here's the kicker, Joe. And this is probably going to make a lot of people mad. But he, as an individual, his stats have gotten better. And I'm going to say it like that. They have Joe. He threw against the Giants for 283 yards the week before that.
But if you throw 38 times, you should get to 283 yards. That's not special.
But his stats are better, Joe, and his quarterback.
He took 9 sacks.
Joe, listen to what I'm saying. If you allow me to finish, then you can jump all over. He's played better as an individual, but that doesn't translate into team success. Like, when you talk about some of the things you want your quarterback to do, some of the things that we complained about the last couple of weeks, throw the football more, throw it with a little bit more accuracy. He's been – okay, I take the accuracy one out. Look, take that one out. But he's been throwing better. But it's not been translating into wins. He hasn't had those signature moments where it's been – the big play to open the game up or something like that. It's just been like,
And he's had the chance to do it and missed. Yeah. I mean, especially the Devontae one last week. All right, one more, and then we'll get to everyone's thoughts. 215-592-9494. Seth Joyner yesterday, his take on Jalen Hurts on the morning show.
But what I hate about this situation more than everything, more than anything, is this presents the opportunity for the I told you so's. I'm glad I just caught my
I was right. I
hate it, like, because for the times where the guy thrives and he has successes, okay, we want to lose vision of that. But when he like goes through a period of difficulty, we want to pile on. Now there's 7 games. They got 11 games left in the regular season. We don't know what that's going to look like. He can flip the switch at any moment. Anything could flip at any moment. Am I concerned? Yes, I am. If your quarterback struggles, every darn quarterback struggles. I don't care who it is. They all struggle. Patrick Mahomes, over the first 5 weeks, struggled. He looked good last night. But the first five games, he looked like an average freaking quarterback. But we want to beat our quarterback up. Am I concerned about him? Yes.
Hey, it's Jonah Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
All right, well, I hear two things from Seth there. Is he concerned? Yes. Well, then, okay, then you'd be concerned. I mean, the other part, if we want to be sensitive about the quarterback, we could be sensitive. He's not playing well. We can't do this thing where give him his flowers all offseason, he's a top three or four quarterback, and then things go break down around him, and it's like, well, what is he supposed to do? Well, he's a top three or four quarterback, he's going to play better than this. He's got to be better. We're looking for reasons why the offense stinks. We're getting mediocre quarterback play. That throw to Devontae last week's got to be on the money. It's a game-changing play. The pick can't happen when A.J.'s open in the end zone. The biggest reason the Eagles were blown out by the Giants is because of Jalen Hurts. If he doesn't have those two passes, it's not a blowout. Do they win? I don't know. It's probably a toss-up with 2 minutes to go again. But they don't lose by 17 if Jalen's better on Thursday night. 215-592-9494. Does Jalen Hurts deserve more blame for where the Eagles' offense is right now? Which, I think we could all agree on this. It's not a good offense as we sit here through 6 weeks. Kyle, where do you come down as the Eagles quarterback? Feels like we're dancing around this subject last few weeks.
I feel like you forgot that Jalen Hurts was the Super Bowl MVP.
I did. I'm sorry.
That's and that they fault. Won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, my fault.
Yep. Elite, top five, all that stuff. Yep. No, I mean, like, look, is there blame to go around everywhere? Of course. Like, that an offense isn't going to look this bad without every single person not really. Like, the O-line's not contributing. Saquon's not having as good of a season. Is the play calling great? Like, no, it's not otherworldly. But, like, if your question is, does Hurts deserve more blame than he's getting? The answer is obviously yes. Like, everybody loves to do this. Last year, we looked back in the offseason. I felt like I was going crazy. That it was, wow, like Jalen Hurts took this team to a Super Bowl. Like, he didn't. Jalen Hurts sort of went with the way of the team. Now, you can say the passing offense went the way of Jalen Hurts. Like, when the passing offense was good last year, Jalen Hurts was playing really well.
Yep.
When the passing offense was bad, Jalen Hurts was not playing well. Jalen Hurts has been extremely inconsistent this season. And what does the passing offense look like? It's inconsistent. Like, all offseason, I think a lot of us knew that the likelihood of Saquon in the rushing, an historic rushing game, by the way, was going to take a step back. The defense probably going to take a step back. So who had to pick up the slack? The passing offense. It looks like a lot of the same, even you can argue worse, but passing offense last year. And we love to give Jalen Hurts all the praise when the passing offense looks good and he's a Super Bowl MVP. But all I hear all season long is AJ's giving up. The O-line stinks. Kevin Betullo, I don't hear peep about the guy who runs the operation, and that's Jalen Hurts. So, of course he deserves more blame.
Yeah, I think it's actually crazy how little conversation there has been about Jalen Hurts. He's not playing well. I mean, and this is not just my opinion. It's across the league. Look at how he's played compared to the other quarterbacks in the sport. It's mediocre. I mean, that's what it is right now, and that's when you add in some offensive line issues, you add in Saquon not being as good, you add in the coaching stuff, well, that equals a not good offense. 215-592-9494. Brian is up first this morning on WIP. Hey, Brian.
Yeah, what's going on, man?
Hey, Brian.
It's been a while since we talked. The last time I talked to you, we always argued.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, at one point, you was the president of the
not the president.
The Carson Wentz fan club.
Brian, I just, when we do these things, like, let's just start with a baseline of facts. I was not the president of the Carson Wentz fan club. Brian, can we, let's establish some facts. I didn't like Carson Wentz. I was happy when they drafted Jalen Hurts. I said they drafted Jalen Hurts to take Carson Wentz's job. I said they should bench Wentz 4 games into the 2020 season, so much so that on the pregame show leading that night into the Niners game, Glenn Macnell got upset at me and said it was a ridiculous thought. And I said he's playing at a below standard level. I want to see Hurts. So now that we've established what you just said was ridiculous and inaccurate, you go.
First of all, let's put the blame where it belongs. Okay. It's the play calling.
Okay.
It is the play calling. we don't know what Jalen sees out there. We can go back. We can go back to every. We can go back to every quarterback in the league.
Wait a second. I mean, we don't know what he sees. Did you see AJ open in the end zone when he threw the ball into the flat for an interception on Thursday? Did you see it?
Yes.
But Jalen didn't see it.
You don't know what Jalen saw.
That's his job, Brian. He's the quarterback. If he doesn't see the field, 10, he's 20. Not doing his job.
This is what we're doing.
What are you talking about? He doesn't see it. If he doesn't see it, he's not reading the field.
This is what we're doing.
What do you mean he
doesn't? You don't know what he saw.
You don't know, Joe.
My point being is this. It's easy to point to Jalen.
Easy.
When it is the play calling.
Get him, Brian. Get him. Get him.
It's the play calling.
So was it the play call's fault when Devontae Smith is open 40 yards down the field and he throws it 5 feet over his head? That was the play call? Hold on. Just a question. Is it a bad play call when Devontae's wide open down the field and Jalen sails it over his head? Is that a bad play call?
Yes.
And week out, it's always been the play calling. Bad plays at the wrong time.
I see. So
you
want to
ignore that?
No.
Yes.
No. Just like you've ignored the things that I brought up. So I asked you a question. Was the guy?
No. What I'm saying is he's not going to be perfect. No quarterback is perfect. You named all these quarterbacks in the league.
They're playing better. They're playing better than him, Brian. Guess Brian. We can. What? Excuse me. Baker Mayfield, who's third in MVP odds right now, has a brand new offensive coordinator. Never called plays. What are you talking about?
Because apparently that offensive coordinator knows what he thought.
Oh, I got you. That's right. So, but you know, so when A.J. Brown says the coordinator knows what he's doing, do you disagree with A.J. Brown too?
He's not going to come out and say that.
Of course not. I got you. You know what? I didn't do it this morning. Probably should have done it. I could have created the Jalen Hurts excuse bingo board, and we would have filled half the board on one phone call. We can have an adult conversation today. We could have a real conversation about the quarterback, or we can make excuses. Mm-mm. You guys are going to determine how the show goes today. I'm out.
We're not having an adult conversation. That's out the door.
Well, I'd like to. But when you come in and you decide to make things up, that I was some sort of president of the Carson Wentz fan club, I sat here the year after the Super Bowl and I said, he's the problem with the team. I wanted Foles to play. Like, if you don't remember what I said 7 years ago, that's cool. People don't remember what I said yesterday. I'm not going to be mad at you for that. But if you're going to come on here and make stuff up, we're going to have to calm down and talk through it. That's all. We're going to find a common ground, and we're going to talk through it. The quarterback play for the Eagles this year has been mediocre at best. If you want to make excuses for Jalen Hurts, you go ahead. They have mediocre quarterback play and a bad offense so far this season. Let's talk through it. 215-592-9494. We'll take your calls on that. We'll get to Kevin Petullo next. I'm not taking him off the hook. I mean, he might be a dud. Something Jaws said about him this morning, and A.J. Brown on how he thinks Petullo has been this season. We got a lot to do. I'm already fired up. It's 1023. Woo-hoo! Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Kind of opened up the can on the recipe on how to beat the Eagles, honestly. And I think, you know, I said that early, you get on top of them early, you make them think while they're, you know, having to play at the same time, and you can beat them because they're a physically dominating team, right? They can run, they got big old linemen, Saquon, line up one for one. You know, they can win a lot of those times, but when you confuse them and bring pressures and, you know, keep the lead, make Jalen have to put that ball in the air, then you have a great chance of winning the game.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilly, the voice there of T.J. Ward, former Broncos safety. Hugh, we stumbled upon that last week before the game against the Giants, because that was off the game. Obviously, the Broncos beat the Eagles, and it was like, you know, we've kind of heard those things before. It was 2 years ago, the Niners came in here and kind of beat up the Eagles, and the thought was, well, did they create the blueprint? Well, then, you know, maybe for the rest of that year, yes, but the Eagles obviously had a great year last year and won the Super Bowl. This always happens, right? Like, make Jalen throw. But, you know, Ward said that last week, and then they went out last week, and they had to throw it a lot because they were down to the Giants, and it didn't work out. It just, it feels like no matter what, that is the thought across the NFL. Like, if you, that's how teams want to play the Eagles.
To be honest, I don't feel like that's a huge indictment, because as when you play defense, when you when you move people around, that's what you're always trying to do. You're always trying to confuse people. Excuse me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, it's one of those things where there's been moments that we saw it against the Rams, right, 3 weeks ago, where Jalen gets hot and plays really well, and boom, big second half comeback, and he had to throw in that game. So it's not like he can't do it. It's the consistency of doing it. This past week against the Giants, again, I said it in the first segment, I thought his play was the biggest reason they got blown out. Maybe not the biggest reason they lost, right? The defense stunk. Their offensive line wasn't good. They couldn't run it. But if he hits Devontae Smith and he doesn't throw the pick, and by the way, AJ's open in the end zone, that is a close game. That's a game where maybe they still lose by 2 or 3 points, right? Maybe it's a field goal that goes the wrong way at the end. But they don't lose by 17 if Jalen plays better on Thursday.
I will say this. I think a better way to say it, and I'm not trying to absolve Jalen from anything, but if I was playing against Jalen, Jalen's a phenomenal athlete, tremendous athlete. But it seems like Jalen is uncomfortable putting the ball in harm's way. So if I was playing against Jalen, because Jalen, I would say the games that I've seen, the biggest knock that I have on Jalen is the timing. Some of the throws are not precisely on schedule, but he has the ability so that he doesn't have to do that. I think Jalen's biggest Achilles heel is he's at times he's late to pull the trigger.
Yeah, I agree. I think the receivers would agree with you.
Yeah, he's late to pull the trigger. I would say that. And so he needs to get comfortable being uncomfortable in all aspects of his life. Jalen is very, very regimented, you know, when he does things. He doesn't like to get too high, doesn't like to get too low. And I think in this situation, you have to get out of that, especially if you are truly committed to everything that you preach. Something's going on with AJ. And the conversation that you and Saquon had didn't resonate with him like it resonated with y'all. I'm just going to keep it a beam with
you. That's true.
It didn't resonate with y'all the same way it resonated with him. Mm-hmm. So now you have to get uncomfortable and be like, yo, dog, how can we make this better? And it could be as simple as that. And just let him go. Like, one of the hardest things to do for a lot of folks nowadays, man, is listen to what's being said. It could be as simple as just listening to what he got to say. Hey, what's wrong? And just let him go and let him say whatever's on his mind. Let him get it off his chest. And then the next question, how can we make it better? That's it. Because if you're committed, like at the end of the day, I've had beef with teammates during the course of you know, playoff runs. Mm-hmm. You know, and I've told you a story about when Brian Mitchell, B. Mitch, we're down there and getting ready to go to Tennessee, and me and him about to go to come to blows. We're about to come to blow. Well, he's about to come to blows.
Didn't you punch I said
listen, I apologize, because winning the game was more important than having beef with my teammate. Hell, me and Ike fall out every other month, but my friendship with him is way more important than anything that we're arguing about. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's being a grown-up. That's looking at keeping your eye on the prize.
Sure.
Because it makes no sense. Hell, you don't get along with everybody all the time, but sometimes you just have to, like, hey, just for the sake of the friendship, be the bigger man and do that. Because that's what it sounds like for him to sit there, and I know it rubbed people the wrong way, and, you know, him being smug and doing that. Dude, just talk to the dude. Talk to her. And so,
you good?
Yeah. And, you know, just try to make it better.
It's so funny.
No. I guarantee you there's a bunch of people out there that knew what I was about to say. And I had to pull it back.
Our first pull it back at 10:35. Hugh Douglas.
No, that's your fault, Joe. I tell
what
y'all.
What did I do?
I don't like having these conversations.
It just
gets people riled up.
Say it with me, Hugh. You are a professional.
I hate talking about this man.
By the way, you should apologize more. I pulled up the box score. Are you guys in Tennessee before that? After that game? After that apology? You had 6 tackles and a sack. You should apologize more.
No, dude, I'm telling
you. Your best performance has come after apologies.
No, dude, let me tell you. I felt bad because I crossed the line. We're playing the dozens, and I crossed the line, and I'm like, that's my teammate. I don't need him being upset with me. We're trying to do big things here.
Yeah.
So I don't need him being upset with me.
Yeah, you did tell me the story off the air. You absolutely crossed the line. We'll leave it at that. 215-592-9494. All right, a lot of talk out there about Kevin Petullo. Is he the real problem with the offense? Let's hear from A.J. Brown after the game the other night about Petullo.
Petullo is under a lot of criticism right now. You're with him on the sideline. What's he like during the sideline when it comes to adjustments during the game, talking to you about different plays and just the job you think he's done?
Well, he's nonstop. You know, I think, honestly, you know, I think he's doing an amazing job. He's trying to get us the ball and talk about things that we may see in the ideas that he has. And, you know, it's nonstop communication. And I know he's getting a lot of scrutiny, but, you know, I think he's doing a good job and keeping this thing going.
All right, so we have AJ in camp, Kevin Petullo, and then Jaws this morning. I mean, Jaws, I always think it's interesting to hear obviously AJ's, he's got his own stuff. But, like, Jaws is coming at it from a quarterback perspective. Jaws' perspective this morning with the morning show about Petullo, his role in the issues right now.
By the way, everyone's, you know, blame Petullo, the play calling. It has nothing to do with it. It has nothing to do with it, in my opinion. This team, the last couple of years, has been able to say, they go to the line of scrimmage, John. You know when an offense is feeling it. You go to the line of scrimmage, you can tell a defense where you're going to run.
Just watch where the defensive linemen end up. Last year, we were pushing them downfield. Yeah.
The knockback just isn't there this year.
Right.
And there's no, and I know defense adjusts to the offseason, all those things, but to me it's more physical than anything else. The physicality of the offensive line hasn't been what it's been in the past.
Well, that's a fact. Look, the O-line is not as good as it's been. Saquon is not close to doing what he did last year. It puts more onus on Jalen, and they need him to be better. If they're gonna score enough points and move the football, they need a better version of Jalen. I just feel like he's kind of escaped criticism the last couple weeks, even though I think he deserves more for where the offense is. Let's go to Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Will.
Oh, Dream Team, how y'all doing today?
What's up, Will?
Hey, Will.
Let me cook real quick.
Go ahead. Cook.
You know, in the beginning, it was three things that I said that this – team is lost. The number one, most importantly, was the offensive coordinator. Now, listen, I'm not letting nobody off the hook. I'm giving everybody, you know, I'm giving it to everybody. Listen, it was an all-running season last season. I said this offensive line is cooked. I've been saying that. They cook, right? So my thing is this. We keep talking about Jalen. Mm-hmm. The same way Saquon can't get off is the same way Jalen can't get off. Because of that offensive line, okay? Now, the offensive line is cooked. The play calling is cooked. Jalen, yes, his timing is off. Jalen needs to go under the helm. He needs to stop. He got to get uncomfortable this season. I said it before the season even started. I said, Jalen, everything going to rely on you this season. Saquon did what he had to do, but guess what? It got to be a new offense this season. And I guess he wasn't listening, but this is serious now. I'm being real. Because I saw the blitz coming. The defense is taken away. That's what was keeping us in the game. The defense is suspect. You know what I'm saying? Everything about this team is suspect. Everybody got to get it. Everybody plays a role in the reason why we're playing the way that we're playing. But like I said, it starts from up top, man. And whether y'all want to give it to him or not, listen, I'm not letting Jalen off the hook. Yeah, he missed some throws. He overthrew some throws. Listen, he's part of the blame too. But everybody is taking a part in why this team is the way that it is, right? So how do we figure it out? This is how we figure it out. We already know that, guess what? We don't have that same push. So now you got to come up and stop being in that one-dimensional damn play, that formation. It's killing me. 4 years. And I keep saying it over and over again until they get it. 4 years of this same formation, man. You don't think this defense know what's coming? You don't think they know who to pick up?
All right, so, Will, I think you said some really interesting things. So let's attend, and Will, we appreciate it. Hugh, let's hit this one because this comes up a lot, right?
What
Will just said is they're too predictable. They're in the same formation. It looks the same. So to me, there's one of two things going on here. It's 4 years of the same head coach, right, with different coordinators, and they think this is the best way to run an offense.
Mm-hmm.
or they, or it's like, it's because of Jalen. You see what I'm saying? It hasn't.
No, I hear what you're saying.
One of two things. It hasn't evolved because they don't think Jalen is good at the other stuff, so they want to keep him in this box, or the coaches just think this is the only way to play. Like, it doesn't make sense why it hasn't looked different.
Well, if that's the case, Joe, I mean, because we've been trying to figure this out for a while. If that's the case, that's an indictment on the coaches and Jalen, in my opinion.
Like, under center, they don't do under center stuff. It's the same.
An indictment because, yeah. Like, we, as a defender, as a former defender, watch a lot of film, and you always decipher what beat you the last year.
Right.
You know, perfect example, C.J. Stroud. Remember he came out, he lit the league up his first season.
And then he regressed.
Struggled his second season.
Yep.
That's normally what happens because teams have a book on you now. I always used to say, when you play against a young quarterback, just like the one we played up in New York.
Dart.
This is his fourth game, right?
This was his third.
This weekend is his fourth game. Yep. After this game, then you watch and see how he plays. Because you need at least 4 weeks of game film to decipher what a quarterback does well and what he doesn't do well. And you take that away from him. I can almost guarantee you, in the following weeks to come, there's going to be a lot of spies on him because he has the ability to run.
So the Eagles get him in his fifth game. That's good for us. Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of spies on him because he has the ability to run. And those ends are going to get up the field and set the edge a lot better than they have in the past because he has the ability to escape outside the pocket. They're going to take that away. They're going to start stopping the run because of Scatterbo and the way that he's been running the ball. They're going to take away all his options. And then guess what they're going to make him do? Throw the football.
Yep, from the pocket, probably.
From the pocket.
Yep.
That's what they're going to do. That's the book. They just haven't figured out how to stop him yet. So as a quarterback, you see that. And every year you have to tweak your game just a little bit because you know how teams are going to attack you. They don't even do the RPO anymore like they used to.
It feels like defenses have adjusted on us more than we've adjusted back. Right? Yeah. And is that because of Petullo? Is it because of Sirianni? Or is it because they think that this is the best way to go about it, what hurts is the quarterback. I don't know the answer to that. I just see what we all see, which is the passing game right now doesn't look right. It doesn't look right by any stretch. 215-592-9494. Does Hurts deserve more blame for where this offense is right now? And we can all be clear on this. It has not been a good offense. They're bottom five in the NFL on yards per play. That's the truth. Now we assign blame for the whole thing. DeMond in Delco. What's up, DeMond?
Yo.
DeMond.
What's up, man?
Hey, man, listen. This is really crazy that y'all got this topic this morning. And Joe, I don't know what's going on with you today, Joe. You had coffee this morning, bro? You drink coffee?
Not enough for you guys, DeMond. I need more. I need more coffee.
Something going on.
All right. What are we thinking? What are you thinking?
The last caller hit it on the button. Also, my man Seth Joyner hit it on the button. The number one thing is the coordinator. That's the number one thing. After that, the offensive line is awful. It's awful. I don't care what nobody says. The offensive line is awful. They're getting to Jalen all the time. Every time he drops back, he's in there. He's uncomfortable. Every single play. We can't run the ball at all. They're not pushing off. They're not bullying nobody. We've been getting bullied. So with that being said, how can you think that Jalen is going to be, oh, man, Superman, a magical man, when he don't do that? He do every once in a while, but that's not him doing that. Like, he can't even get a chance to do it because these other play callers, right? And I'm going to name a couple real quick for you. Green Bay, San Fran, Rams, and the Chiefs, right? They designed the plays for these dudes to get open. These offensive plays, they got motion, they got this, they got that. It's no same thing. I'm in shotgun, and everybody can see what's going on. And now I'm not even taking a handoff no more. I'm not even doing that. I'm just standing back here, and I'm getting whopped every single time. That's the dude with Tula fault because the line can't catch up to what he's doing because he's calling the wrong plays. And I think Jalen, yes, he missed a couple of passes here and there because he's human. He's like the rest of these quarterbacks, like Josh Allen, like Patty Mahomes, like Lamar Jackson. They turn the ball over. They miss throws. They overthrow players. They do too much sometimes. Mahomes, the underhand. He's the same thing as everybody else. And I don't understand why, when he have a one bad game.
It's not one bad game, DeMond. That's the problem. It's not one. That's not true.
Okay. It's not bad to me. But it's bad to y'all.
No. We should all say this together. He's been mediocre this season. Not bad, but he hasn't. DeMond, he's not played great football this season. Like, no question. No,
you're right, Joe. Listen, you might up it to a certain point, but let me ask you this. You said his peers, right?
His peers. Oh, no, no,
they
no, no, no.
That good?
All
that's
of them.
Not that good?
No, 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 no. When I say his peers, when I say his peers, I mean starting quarterbacks in the NFL. He has been middle of the pack this season.
I agree.
But then why are we okay? But that's the story, DeMond, and I love you, man. That is a big deal. That is a story. They don't pay him $55 million to play middle-of-the-pack football. If you go ask Howie Roseman and Jeff Lurie, hey, what stuff keeps you up at night? And if I say to them, this, that, and I say, oh, your $55 million quarterback is middle-of-the-pack, that's what's going to keep them up at night. That is a bigger issue, because if that is what he is, then what are they paying him? They're not paying him to do that. That's an issue. I'm not letting Petullo off the hook. I don't think he's particularly bright as a coordinator. I don't think he's you know, like, oh, wow, I see the next offensive mind around the NFL. I don't see that either. I think the offensive line has taken a step back. But there's also plays every week Jalen can make, and he's not making them right now. I got the two plays from Thursday. Let's just use the last game. Devontae Smith wide open, misses him. A.J. Brown open in the end zone. He chooses not to throw it to him, whatever reason, I don't know. And he throws into the flat, it's picked off. Those are his decisions. Those are his moments. That's nothing to do with the coordinator or the offensive line or anybody else. That's him. Let's go to Positive Kevin in Cranford, New Jersey. Hey, Positive Kevin.
Hello, gentlemen. If you guys look up the word fraud in the dictionary, you'll see Jalen Hurts' picture in it. Jalen Hurts is the biggest fraud there is. He's simply not a good quarterback. These people need to wake up and realize he is simply not a good quarterback. And that's okay to say it. And, Joe, I have to give you your flowers because, you know what, I was a gatekeeper for Jalen Hurts. But these past couple games, he's been playing awful. He's not a good quarterback. And to be very honest with you, I simply believe that the Eagles won the Super Bowl because of the supporting cast around Jalen Hurts. It wasn't because of Jalen Hurts. It's because everyone around him. I mean, they ran the ball more than anyone else in the NFL. So Saquon Barkley carried them throughout the playoffs into the Super Bowl. And they asked for that one game against the Kansas City Chiefs for him to use his arm. That one game. Can you tell me any other game that he really had to use his arm that depended, you know, that the team had to depend on Jalen Hurts' arm in it? No. Jalen Hurts is not a good quarterback. And I don't understand why people just can't simply say that. Why is it that they have to defend Jalen Hurts through and through? It's the same thing with, like, Carson Wentz. It's like, people, come on. Enough is enough. Just, you can say it.
Okay, Positive Kevin, could you take a breath? Because I let you talk for a long time now. Now, first of all, I mean, I hear you. But Jalen Hurts was a big factor in the Eagles winning that Super Bowl the last time. So to sit here and say he's a fraud, Positive Kevin, I think that's a little strong. If you don't like Jalen, it's one thing to say that. But to cite that he's never did anything, I think you're wrong on that. I really do. And to say that he's a fraudulent quarterback, I don't think that is a comparison either. I think you can say he's not playing well. That's to be fair. You know what the problem is, Kev? Is I don't mind people coming on here and having a conversation about Jalen Hurts when it's rooted in football. But I'm not going to lie to you, Kevin. It feels like it's a little bit more when you talk about Jalen Hurts because you kept repeating the same thing over and over again. And that's when I kind of get a little defensive about him, because even though you're putting some factual things in there, you're saying a lot of stuff that just flat out ain't true about Jalen Hurts. And that's where I think the problem lies. And I think that's where the pushback comes from, because you're trying to hide some of the ways you feel about Jalen veiled in some other stuff that you got going on, and that dog don't hunt here.
You know what it is, though.
We're going to have a truthful conversation. I'm all down for those. Let's have one.
Definitely.
What's the problem then?
So you know what it is? It's in the beginning of the season. Even other analysts were saying Jalen Hurts.
No, I ain't talking.
Like,
wait a minute. First of all, Positive Kev, I'm not talking about other analysts. I'm talking about you. Now we ain't talking about what nobody else say. Tell me what's your problem with Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, no, I mean, what I'm saying is that you heard rumblings of Jalen Hurts being an MVP caliber quarterback, right? And he's simply not that. I would take a step back and say, you know what, he's playing like a fraud.
You keep using the word fraud, but you stuttering. So I gave you the floor to tell me what you think.
And I'm waiting for you to do that. So go. Let's try again. Go.
That stuttering is what kind of gave you away.
We appreciate it. So here's the thing. I don't think he's a fraud as an NFL quarterback. He's been a good one for 5 years. This season, he's not playing well enough for me.
And I don't think that's enough for the Eagles. And listen, Joe, when we have these conversations, I'm okay with you saying that because that's a fact.
It is.
When you look at the way they're playing, there's a lot of factors that go into this. But I think the pushback comes when you have people like Positive Kevin called that when you give him the floor to say exactly what he's trying to say, he can't properly articulate that. And that's where the problem lies. Because all I did was ask him to I didn't ask you to tell me about what somebody else said. I asked you to tell me about how you felt. And you couldn't do that. So my thing is this. When we have this Jalen Hurts conversation, let's just keep it a bean. Tell us why you don't like Jalen. I don't like Jalen because I don't like the way he combs his hair. I don't like Jalen because he wears his Kangos backward. I don't like him because he wears them old ugly-ass black and white shoes on Sunday. I'll take all of that, but just don't sit up here and try to veil it in something that is football-related. That's all I'm saying. If you don't like Jalen, just say you don't like him. And we can have a conversation about that. But when you come in here and you start talking about fraud, and I ask you a question to back it up with, and you can't back it up, then we ain't got nothing to talk about.
I think so. Here's what I think sometimes I hear. I think there are people out there, and I don't know if Kevin is one of them, that maybe never thought he was that good. And
that's fine. No, Joe, that's fine.
I know. My thing with him is he's just very up and down.
And that's fair. Because he is.
I think it's ironic because his personality is as steady as they
come. As a rock.
His play isn't. I mean, it's been 5 years. 2021. You know, barely an average starting quarterback. That's okay. He was a rookie. He was a second-year player, right? I graded him on a curve. It's 2022, MVP candidate. I thought he was the second-best player in pro football. 23, back down a little bit. Last year, it was up and down. Overall, he was efficient in what they asked him to do because they didn't ask him to throw that much, right? They had a great running game.
And when he did, he had a hell of a game. If Positive Kevin would have came with that, that's fair.
And when he was asked to do a lot last year in the Super Bowl and title game, he was awesome.
He was awesome. And when you look at that, You would come back and you would think that it would be a pick, just take off where you left off at the end of the year. And it hasn't been
exactly.
That.
And now this year we're going back to the ups and downs. And the last few weeks it feels more downy to me. 215-592-9494. And I think the Eagles' offense goes as he goes.
That's fair.
He's the quarterback. Like, he's the most important player on the team. I know last year it became Saquon because he had an all-time season. But for any team, it tends to be the quarterback. And if Saquon's not going to be able to run like he did last year, which it looks like he's not going to be able to, they got to be able to throw the football better to win football games. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get to everyone coming up here. I know a lot of people have a lot to say as we decide whether or not Jalen Hurts deserves more blame for where the Eagles are. We'll also be joined by Devin Caney. Her thoughts on the Eagles, on Jalen, and the Phillies bringing back Topper. You know I didn't want that, but I didn't get my way on that one either. All right, we'll get to all that coming up. Your calls, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, everyone knows champs come from Philly, like the delicious and unbeatable taste of cake. Think about it, people. They have mouth-watering candy cakes. They have a creamy layer of peanut butter filling on top of a delicious cake, and it's enrobed in a delicious chocolate coating. And let's talk about the crimplets. I was doing so well. The crimplets. A uniquely shaped fluffy cake topped with a delectable layer of smooth and subtle butterscotch icing. They're a home run every time. Whether you're rooting for the Phillies in the stadium or from home, make sure you got the only best treats on deck, and that's Tasty Cake. Accept no substitutes.
It's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.